Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
What is this about?
I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation.
Is it about Biden and Trump?
Yes, it's about issues facing your community and the nation, ma'am.
Okay, go ahead.
Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm African American.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50 or you will probably not vote?
Oh, definitely.
Okay. What is your age?
Hold on one second. Sorry, go ahead. I'm sorry. Yes, I'm definitely going to vote.
Okay. What is your age?
Oh, I'm 64.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024 on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
Extremely motivated, 10.
Okay. And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or
yes,
about the same?
More important.
Okay. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Yes, I think he's done a pretty good job.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
It depends on who you are.
Okay. Would you say... satisfied?
I'm satisfied now.
Okay. And generally speaking, would you say your personal economic situation is getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
It's getting better.
Thinking about issues facing the country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, combating division and racism, protecting abortion rights, fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs, creating more jobs and raising wages, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, improving K-12 public school education, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, border security, reducing crime.
My goodness, all of them are important. You going to choose one?
You can choose up to two.
The Social Security and the weapons. We got to go.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people in an organization using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Yeah, really no feelings at all towards him.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Not at all. Zero. Bottom of the
Tim.
List.
Tim Scott.
Bottom of the list.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
High. 10.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
They be like a bottom of the list, like a 1, 0.
Okay. Jill Stein.
I'm not sure who she is. Let's see. Jill Stein. Is she a Republican or? Is she a part of any major or party?
He is a Democrat.
She's a Democrat? Sure. She's great.
Would you rate him 0 or from 0 to 100? What would you rate him?
If she's a Democrat, she's got to be okay. She's probably like a 90. Yeah.
Okay. Kamala Harris.
Hi. Mm-hmm. 400.
Okay. Joe Biden.
100. Doing a great job. That's it.
Okay, and I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Republican Donald Trump, Democrat Joe Biden, independent Cornel West, and independent Jill Stein, for whom would you vote?
Joe Biden.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
Yep.
Did you say yes some or yes a lot?
Yes, a lot.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
Favorable.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel more favorable towards Biden administration?
Well, actually, the student loan forgiveness, trying to lower the drugs. The health care, drugs, and all that. Just providing more jobs for people. Those are the things that I can think of off the top of my head. Trying
okay.
to preserve the rights for abortion, trying to reverse that.
And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yes, every day. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
Less favorable.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Well, just everything that he's about. He doesn't support abortion rights for women. He's not sincere. He's a fraud. He's a felon. He's been convicted. I mean, what else? Everything.
Okay. Now, I would like to read you some what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following mm-hmm. do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now?
Okay.
You may choose two. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism, stagnant wages mm-hmm. and rising costs, Donald Trump getting elected president again, the lack of quality education opportunities, a lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms, rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security.
Donald Trump getting elected and the Supreme Court rolling back all these rules, that affects everything.
Okay. For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Donald Trump or Joe Biden would be better at dealing with that issue. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
Joe Biden.
Securing our borders.
Joe Biden's doing it already, yeah.
The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
That would be Trump.
Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
Joe Biden.
Implementing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them.
Biden.
Bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
Joe Biden.
Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of Israel-Gaza war make you more or less favorable towards him?
It's not a good situation, but I'll still vote for him. That's just one thing. You got 10,000 things against Trump. He's a felon.
Would you say somewhat more favorable?
Yes, more favorable toward Biden. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with this verdict?
Do I agree with the verdict? Oh, definitely.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans.
It's not relatable
generally,
to me. No, it's not relatable to me. We're not felons. Not in my family.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics from social media?
Well, I pretty much just watch the news, or sometimes I may read articles online.
Okay,
like,
would you say often?
Reading something. Often, yes.
Okay,
how many more questions do you have?
This is just a couple more, ma'am.
Okay.
And from which of the following social media sites do you receive the most information? YouTube, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, Instagram, or other?
I would say other, the regular news on TV. Sometimes Instagram, but it's usually like ABC, NBC, or some other news outlet that's believable, you know what I mean?
All right. Switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
No, I'm actually in school now, working on my third degree.
Okay. So would you say college graduate, bachelor's degree, or postgraduate?
Oh, yeah. Postgraduate. I have a bachelor's, I have a master's, and I'm working on my specialist.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single,
yes.
Separated, divorced,
yes.
Or widowed?
Married.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
I'm somewhat conservative in some aspects, but it just depends on what it is. I can be conservative in some areas and liberal in others, so it just kind of...
Would you say moderate?
Yeah, let's just say moderate.
Okay. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more, every week, once or twice a month, several times a year, or hardly ever or never?
Pretty much every week.
All right. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any, or any of your neighbors are white?
There's some in my neighborhood, yes.
Would you say about half, more than half, or less than half?
Probably about half. About half. Okay.
How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Suburban.
Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No.
Great. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
All right. Thank you.